1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
famoso.
Famoso? What does that mean?
It means famous in Spanish.
Ooh, why are we famous in Spanish?
Because apparently we discovered this week that we charted in Guatemala.
I don't think anyone pronounces it like that.
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
We were apparently in the top 5 podcasts in Guatemala.
On October 25th, 2018... we were the number 5 ranked podcast in all of Guatemala.
All of Guatemala.
Wait, what's the population of Guatemala? Let's find out. 2018 population estimate of Guatemala was 17,263,239 people.
That's a lot.
And we were the number 5 podcast that every single one of those people listened to.
How is that possible? So there has to be some kind of mistake.
Right?
Yeah.
In addition to Guatemala, we've also discovered through this website, Chartable, that we ranked, like made any kind of significant ranking in Belgium, Israel, Kenya, New Zealand, Spain, and Thailand, but nowhere near as high up in the ranks as in Guatemala.
Yeah. I think the next highest one was like 40 in Kenya or something.
Yeah. 89 in Israel, 40 in Kenya.
And that's in comedy.
Yeah, this is all overall. Just in the genre of comedy.
Yeah, Guatemala was overall.
Wait, like, really?
Yeah, Guatemala was overall.
Oh.
So, like, what the what?
What the what?
Like, what the what, all you different countries? Hey, if you are in Thailand, Israel, Kenya, Belgium, Spain, New Zealand, or Guatemala, hit us up.
Yeah, we want to know what the buzz is about Song Salad in your country.
I mean, this has to be some kind of mistake, but okay. I'll take it. I'll take your mistakes. And speaking of this website, Chartable, which has a lot of fun tools for podcasters, we also discovered 2 new reviews that aren't new at all, but they came from people in other countries, so we couldn't see them until we looked at this website. So thank you, if you still listen after 2 years, thank you, Erica_Mooney from Canada.
Woohoo.
And thank you also to someone in Singapore who had their name as Jerung the Mortabund, which was our first episode.
Wait, for real? I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the title of that review is Salad Spinner Spins a Mean Salad.
And they say they're an aspiring lyricist, so we hope that Shannon's inspired you with some lyrics of hers.
Yeah, so if that's either of you and you still listen to us, thank you so much. And we love you, and we're sorry that we couldn't thank you beforehand. We just didn't see them.
Now we know. Our eyes are open to the rest of the world.
Also, why doesn't anybody in America like us? Anyway.
Well, what is it that we do, Shannon, that people in other countries seem to love?
People, hello, people of Guatemala.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. We write a short song about a random topic in a random style of music, and we call it a song salad.
And we get those random genres and topics by spinning the salad spinner, which comes from a suggestion for a noise or impression or silly thing for us to do for you.
Yes. This week's salad spinner suggestion comes from
Vince Colosimo.
V_C on Twitter, but all written out. It's very confusing.
It's great. His suggestion is your worst possible impression of a Liam Neeson. I added the word
a Liam Neeson.
You know, any one of them. Your worst possible impression of Liam Neeson's bad American accent.
Okay, so I don't know that I have a real reference point for this.
I feel like whenever Liam Neeson is in movies, he uses his own accent, like generally, right?
His own, his Neesonet accent.
His native Neesonisms.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's got the like, he's definitely from Britain, but you're not sure where from, right?
Or like maybe Scottish, maybe Irish, like kind of a lilt.
But then if you were like, no, 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 he's from South Africa, you'd be like, oh.
Right, right. Or if you were like, he's from Maine. It's like, well, maybe people from Maine do talk that way. I don't know.
It's so far up
it's
there.
It's so far up.
It is so far up. Anyway, well, Liam Neeson.
It's also funny American that accent. This suggestion is your worst impression of his bad accent, not a good or accurate impression bad accent.
So interpret that as you will, I guess.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right. Here's Shannon's attempt to Neeson it.
I might have been in Love Actually, or was that Ray Fiennes?
Even Liam Neeson doesn't know whether he was in the movie.
Wait, was it Ray Fiennes or was it?
No, it was Liam Neeson.
Okay,
you're
okay,
correct.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and he's got that cute son that like plays the drums in the talent show.
Yeah, yeah, but there's a lot of problematic stuff about that the whole storyline. Anyway.
There is. That's another episode.
Yep.
Spin.
Spin.
Novelty songs.
Novelty song. So this is kind of a description of what we do every week.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's going to be a rich enough vein that we can sort of explore it, and it'll be at least like very interesting to learn about,
especially depending on our topic.
Indeed,
we'll see. A novelty song is a comical or nonsensical song performed principally for its comical effect. Humorous songs or those containing humorous elements are not necessarily novelty songs, though. The term arose in Tin Pan Alley to describe one of the major divisions of popular music, the other two being ballads and dance music. Novelty songs achieved great popularity during the 1920s and 30s and had a resurgence of interest in the 1950s and 60s. So what kinds of uses are we talking about for novelty songs, Shannon?
Uses?
Like why make a novelty song? For what purpose?
For fun.
Okay.
for fun or to like commemorate a trend or like a news item or...
Yeah, like a dance fad or like a holiday.
Yeah. So like... one that we talked about when we talked about our... Time Lord Rock episode.
Yes.
Doctor in the TARDIS was a 1988 dance remix mashup of the Doctor Who theme song. And that was written by the KLF, but they released it under the band The Time Lords.
So that's an example of a fairly modern novelty song.
Yes. So that would be like, it's a pop culture reference and it's about Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Some older examples include... like the Chipmunks' Christmas song, Christmas Don't Be Late, or Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, talking about holiday songs. And then sort of the dance fad related ones could include things like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Monster Mash.
Charlie Brown and Yakety Yak.
Yes, We Have No Bananas.
I don't know that one.
No?
No.
That was in the 20s.
Yeah. It seems like Betty Boop was a good source of novelty songs as well in the 20s.
So I wonder if it's sort of like, do you remember we talked about in, I don't remember what the actual episode genre was, but we talked about the one that was like in the Archie comics that actually became Sugar Sugar.
Sugar Sugar.
Yeah. Yep. So I wonder if that like, sort of started as a novelty song, but
probably.
It's not really funny or like it does just sound like a pop song, so maybe that's why it's not a novelty song.
Right. It started out just as in the fiction of Archie,
right.
But wasn't necessarily a parody or commentary like a lot of these novelty songs are. Like Monster Mash is clearly intended to be tongue in cheek.
Right. You know? There's also Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
Oh yeah.
That's a good novelty song.
Stylistically, there's a good amount of variety between these.
Yes.
But I would say the things they have in common are they're usually upbeat, positive, energetic in nature because you want to convey the excitement and comedic value of the song in a upbeat way and make it catchy. There's probably not too many novelty ballads out there.
Probably not. I do see, and we probably won't be able to get too deep into this because I think it would require like a different kind of research than we're doing. It seems like a lot of them played on like cultural stereotypes too.
Mm.
So in the Yes, We Have No Bananas song, it's about a Greek fruit store keeper and he doesn't speak English well. And so he never says no.
Right.
So he just says yes to everything.
We have no bananas.
Yeah. Mm. There's also the Sheik of Araby. The yodeling Chinaman.
Yeah.
Oh, by Jingo.
Right.
So it's kind of like the general, as Wikipedia puts it, invocations of foreign lands with emphasis on general feel of exoticism.
Yeah.
So it's very vaudevillian in that way.
Right. This says the songs were perfect for the medium of vaudeville and performers such as Eddie Cantor and Sophie Tucker became well known for these songs. There was even a genre of these novelty songs that were purely instrumental. For instance, Kitten on the Keys, which just sounded like a piano song where a cat started running across the keys, or Dizzy Fingers, which is just about rapid tempos.
Yeah.
There's a artist named PDQ Bach. Have you heard of PDQ Bach?
No.
This isn't vaudeville. This is more recent, probably in the, I think, the 80s and 90s. But he was a classical composer who wrote these orchestral pieces that sounded like, you know, what you would traditionally hear in a concert hall, but then he would throw in like basketball score buzzers and like, you know, air horns and things like in the middle of these seemingly like stuffy classical songs to kind of just like disrupt the genre, you know?
Huh.
So those could be considered novelty songs as well. Just some kind of gimmick in them.
So if we want to talk about probably the most recent, well-known example.
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
What does the fox say?
I think that's probably the best well-known recent example.
I haven't listened to that song in so long.
Yeah, me either. There is a chart on this Wikipedia page of the top five chartings in the U.S. So anytime a novelty song broke the top five is what that means. And the last time that happened was September of 1976.
Wow.
So it has not happened in a while. But it includes things like Witch Doctor. I don't know. Again, like playing on the like exoticism.
Yeah, that was
like
1958.
Yeah, not necessarily like culturally accurate. There's one on here called Ahab the Arab.
Great. Good Lord. 1962.
Yeah. So
Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Sport.
Oh, yeah. That song. You know that song, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. Okay. So there, I feel like we need a good sampling, maybe like throughout the ages.
Throughout the ages.
Well, just because there's a lot of variety.
Oh,
here.
The name game is on here, too.
Oh.
Shannon, Bo-Bannon.
Banana, Fannin, Fo-Fannin, Me, Mamo, Mannin.
Shannon. And Scott. So what should we play? You want to do one from like the 20s, like one of the really early ones?
Let's do one from the 20s. Let's do one from the 50s and let's do 50s or 60s or something. And then let's do What Does the Fox Say?
Do you want to do Yes, We Have No Bananas?
Yeah.
Cool. So that's our example from the 20s. From
let's
the
50s. Do Tie Me a Kangaroo Down, Sport from 63.
63. Close enough.
Yeah.
And then What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah.
By the Norwegian comedy duo Ylvis.
Ylvis.
Here they are.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Why we bring beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and veggies. We have no.
Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Toot. Ducks they quack and fish go blub and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
So I noticed some lyrical similarities between these songs.
Mm.
It seems like, in general, they set up an idea and repeat different like variations of this idea. Like in the kangaroo song, it's like, I have wallabies and they need this. I have a kangaroo, tie it down. I have a cockatoo, keep it cool. You know, it's like animal and instruction. And then What the Fox Say, it's like, you know, cow goes moo, cat goes meow, mouse goes squeak. What does the fox say? And then just a bunch of sounds. You
know?
So like, I think the simplicity of those kinds of setups and common themes help with the novelty aspect of it and the gimmicky aspect of the song.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think people like predictable and repeatable patterns in jokes. Like it helps for sure.
Yeah, it does make the chorus of the song feel like a punchline.
Yes.
Cool.
We can try that.
We cracked it.
Done. Easy.
Yep. And very catchy melodies, like you heard.
Super catchy and simple.
Very poppy, upbeat.
Yeah.
Poppy meaning for whatever era we're talking about.
Right. You know? No, that's a really good point, is that these all sound like the pop music of that era.
Yeah. So we'll keep that in mind with our topic if it's like date specific to try to maybe choose a genre that would have been popular at that time.
That might be fun.
All right. Should we get a topic?
Yeah, let's get a topic and let's get your bad impression of a Liam Neeson American accent.
All right. I have a very particular set of skills. Can I speak with your manager? I'll be paying with a credit card.
Why are you a robot?
He's trying really hard.
Yeah, we're so hard.
Spin. I'm sleepy.
I am kind of sleepy.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't have ASPD.
Advanced Sleep Phase Disorder.
What's that?
It's our topic.
Oh.
Advanced Sleep Phase Disorder, also known as Advanced Sleep Phase Type. What? That's stupid.
As the Advanced Sleep Phase Type of...
Oh, circadian rhythm sleep disorder. Yeah. Okay. So it is a type of circadian rhythm sleep disorder.
Yep.
And it is a condition in which patients feel very sleepy and go to bed early in the evening, like between 6 and 8 p.m., and wake up very early in the morning, about 3 a.m.
Now, this is a little bit misleading, I think, because, like, why choose those times arbitrarily? Like, some people choose to go to bed at those times, but I think the point of this disorder is that you fall asleep earlier than your desired bedtime.
Yes.
And wake up earlier than your desired wake-up time.
Yeah, like
you can't
just
break yourself out of that cycle.
Yeah, you just can't help it. You get so tired.
Yeah.
Like right around dinner time, basically.
People diagnosed with ASPD will complain to a sleep clinician of early morning insomnia and falling asleep early in the evening. When someone has advanced sleep phase disorder, their melatonin levels and core body temperature will cycle hours earlier than the average person.
Mm.
The symptoms must be present for at least 3 months in order to be correctly diagnosed. So it's not a temporary thing either.
Once diagnosed, ASPD can be treated with bright light therapy in the evenings or behaviorally with chronotherapy. We will look up what both of those things are.
Mm.
Unlike other sleep disorders, ASPD does not disrupt normal functioning at work during the day, and the patient does not complain of excessive daytime sleepiness. If their ASPD is causing people to lose out on evening activities, and then here's this sentence, including putting their own typical children to bed.
What about their atypical children?
Typical children is the funny phrase. They may be able to force themselves to stay awake later than their circadian rhythm requires. A sufferer of ASPD will still wake up very early, and if this cycle continues, it can lead to chronic sleep deprivation and other sleep disorders.
Sad.
So basically it's saying like, okay, if you choose to push through and like stay up till 10 p.m., you're still going to wake up at 3 a.m. and not be able to fall back asleep.
Yeah. So the attempt of using chronotherapy would be to sort of delay the bedtime and rising time little by little each day around the clock until you're put onto a normal sleep schedule. So like one day you go to bed at 8 o'clock and hope to wake up at 8 a.m. The next day, you go to bed at 8:01. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, and just keep moving it later and later.
Got it. Light therapy or phototherapy, also called heliotherapy, it was in reference to the sun, consists of exposure to daylight or specific wavelengths of light using polychromatic polarized light, lasers, light-emitting diodes, fluorescent lamps, dichroic lamps.
Are you stuck?
No, I'm good. I broke out of it. Or very bright full-spectrum light. The light is administered for a prescribed amount of time and, in some cases, at a specific time of day.
What's interesting about ASPD is that it's a rare disorder. It affects men and women equally and has been determined to have strong genetic links, with 40 to 50% of sufferers having relatives with the disorder.
Hmm.
So several genes have been discovered to have links with this syndrome and the body's circadian rhythms. Although it can be impairing, the syndrome is not necessarily unhealthy, and most people don't seek help unless it starts to severely impact their social lives.
I guess I believe that. I do wonder if my grandfather had this, but he just, like, changed his life around for it.
I wonder.
Like, my grandpa would go to bed at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock. And uh-huh. then he was up at 4:30 a.m. every day.
Yeah. I mean, my grandpa was like that, too. But it was a late-in-life onset thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, he had, like, a normal work life for most of his life. I don't know.
It's just when it starts impacting you in such a way that you fall asleep before Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are over, I think that's the big problem.
He did watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe it's the soothing voice of Alex Trebek that just puts all these elderly people to sleep.
Causing ASPD.
Asped.
Asped. I got that asped.
Well. How do we noveltize this?
Yeah.
I was hoping that our topic would, like, have a specific, like, year associated with it.
Yeah.
To help with a genre idea, but this doesn't.
No.
And I don't want to do a lullaby. We've already done that recently. What other genres of music do you think of when you think about sleep? Or lack of sleep, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. The lack of sleep makes me think of, like, hardcore or, like, heavy metal songs uh-huh. that they use to, like, torture people. Do you know what I'm...
yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they keep people... Like, that's a form of torture, is you keep someone awake.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the ways that you do it is you shine really bright lights in their eyes and you play, like, very loud, disruptive music.
Yeah, it's like Clockwork Orange stuff going on.
Yeah. So, like, I wonder if it's, like, a very, like, loud kind of badass song.
Yeah.
Or I wonder if we, like, undercut the, like, sleepiness with, like, a really, like, sweet kind of upbeat song.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or we could, like, if this feels like it harkens back to a particular era, we can choose a different era's pop music.
I'm wondering.
Tell me.
If maybe we write
a
song
that
people with this disorder could use as an alarm to wake up to in the morning.
Oh, okay. So the song would just be like, you didn't stop me.
That was
so
our song.
Going.
Until next week.
Sorry if that stressed anybody out.
Stressed me out.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more like a positivity, like,
oh,
you,
like,
did it. You slept later than you thought kind of a song.
Or it's like, it's 3 a.m., but it's not all bad. And here's the things you can do at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that could be a list of things that 3 a.m. wake-ups are good for.
Yeah, okay.
Or a list of reasons why it's okay to fall asleep by, like, 8 p.m. It's like, you don't have to suffer through another bad episode of Nashville.
Yeah.
Like,
your typical children don't need you to tuck them in.
I like that we're like workshopping this one, just like spitballing ideas.
Yeah.
This is a rare creative process for us.
Yeah, yeah. Normally we kind of like go in our separate corners, put our heads down. But I like this.
Do you think that's a good angle to take?
Yeah, I think it's like
it's a comfort song for people with this disorder to feel like it's not all that bad.
Yeah, it'll normalize their experience. Yes,
normalizing ASPD through a novelty song and educating the rest of the world on why these people are still great contributors to society.
Exactly. You don't need to watch Jeopardy.
No.
No.
No one needs those facts. So I'm going to start coming up with some ideas for like the kind of sound that we would need for a poppy upbeat song, like contemporary, I would say.
Sure.
That is not so harsh that you couldn't necessarily fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
But is also not so lulling that you couldn't wake up to it.
Yeah. We need it to be very sing-alongable.
Sing-alongable and putting you in your happy place.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Here we go.
I learned some things.
What'd you learn?
I learned that there are chronotypes.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So that's like the type of sleeper you are.
Ooh. Is there like a survey we can do quick?
Ooh, maybe.
Oh, I thought that's like what you found.
Oh, no. I mean, I found like it just describes how people's propensity to sleep or wake late or early. And there are two chronotypes, I guess, on like a spectrum, and it's a spectrum from larks to owls.
Larks to owls?
Yeah.
Explain.
A lark is a person that likes to wake up early and go to bed early.
Uh-huh.
And an owl is a person that likes to go to bed late and wake up late.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'm an owl, but
I found a
45-second quiz.
Ooh, excellent.
So do you want to take it at the same time as me?
Yes, let's take it.
It's thepowerofwhenquiz.com.
Okay. It's a book called The Power of When. I get it.
It's about chronotypes.
Okay, let's do it.
If you know your chronotype, you have the power to know when to do almost anything, such as have your best sex, go for a great run, see a therapist, and get to the root of your issues.
This is a
nap
lie.
And wake feeling refreshed. Pig out and metabolize everything at warp speed. Ask for a raise and get it.
No.
Brainstorm and be super creative. Make a deal and negotiate like Donald Trump and so much more.
Wow, this needs to be burned down.
And the picture of this author with like Dr. Oz and Ariana Huffington and stuff appears all over this website. Let's take the quiz anyway.
All right.
I'm curious. Hey, it's Scott. The quiz took way more than 45 seconds, and we're going to release all of that crazy audio as bontent, but here's the results.
Hey, guess what?
What are you?
A bear.
Me too.
Oh.
How'd we get the same one? We did a lot of different answers.
This is stupid.
What's a bear? We hibernate certain times of the year, but we normally follow a regular schedule?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is all bullshit.
It also means we're very hairy gays.
I mean, yeah. We've already established that I'm very hairy, so.
What if your chronotype was grill brush?
And yours was hamburger helper man.
Hamburger helper man. All right. Anyway, that was a fun diversion. Chronotypes. You found them.
Yeah, I found them.
Did you incorporate that into your lyrics?
I didn't. This was intended to be a very small little thing, and you took us down this path of this dumb quiz.
Okay.
I have lyrics, though.
Well, what else were you going to say, though?
That was it. I was just like, some people are larks and some people are owls.
And apparently some people are bears.
Apparently I'm a bear. And I don't
know. Bears probably eat larks and owls.
What are the other? I wonder what the other ones are, like a goose and a rat. And it's just all the like zodiac signs. Like, what is it?
Okay. This says, according to Dr. Bruce, who wrote that book and quiz we just took, there are four types.
Okay.
Bears, lions, wolves, and dolphins. There's no larks or owls.
No, you're Dr. Bruce. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Oh, wait. Early birds and night owls? I don't know. Is a lark an early bird, I guess?
Yes.
So I guess just pick an animal and you're that. End of chronotypes.
End of chronotypes. Cut all of this. I hate it.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Can I read you my lyrics, though? Or do you want to talk about your song first?
Do lyrics first.
Okay. I have for you today a delicious song.
Delicious?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It has two verses and a chorus in between them.
Okay.
And I wanted the first verse to be about falling asleep early. Mm-hmm. And the second verse to be about waking up early.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all I'll say. And I will read you my verse and chorus.
Let's hear it.
Sun is barely set. Dinner's on the table. Kids are typical. but you're just unable to stay awake. Stay awake. Circadian on a break.
Mm.
Chorus. Early to bed and wake is how the wise rise. Melatonin mistake. No shame for sleepy eyes. So, you know, get rid of the stigma. It's okay. Go to sleep. Then the second verse. Sun is still in bed. All the house is snoozing. 3 a.m.'s the time for Amazon perusing.
Yeah.
You can shop. You can shop. Because no one can say stop.
This is encouraging, like, ambient shopping.
Yeah, basically. And then the chorus, early to bed and wake, is how the wise rise. Melatonin mistake. No shame for sleepy eyes.
That's great. No shame at all.
No shame for sleepy eyes.
It's a disorder. You just got to learn to live with it.
Yeah.
Or look at bright lights at night, I guess.
Yeah, do your light therapy. Sit in front of your little daylight light bulb.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool. Melatonin mistake. Sounds like the title to me.
Yep, for sure. It's not really any more of a novelty song than we write every single week.
Well, like you said at the outset of this episode, we always write novelty songs. So
yep, we do.
We weren't really on track to do anything different.
Nope. Sorry, everybody.
Well, musically, I wanted to go with something that sounded a little contemporary, like today's pop hits on the radio.
Why'd you say that like you're an old man? Hits.
I said it like a radio DJ.
I see.
And the accompaniment or the instrumentation for this is all electronic in nature with synthesizers and electronic drum beat and a synth bass and some like fun whooshy risery sounds and big like sub bassy boomery sounds, which you hear in a lot of the pop hits now. Vocally, I think we'll sing this together.
Yeah.
And be fun to do like a little like background vocal stuff going on. And yeah. I want it to just sound positive and uplifting and fun.
Yes, agreed.
So here is Melatonin Mistake.
A novelty song.
About
ASPD.
Advanced Sleep Phase Disorder.
By Shannon and Scott.
Sun is barely set. Dinner's on the table, kids are typical, but you're just unable to stay awake, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake. Circadian on a break, on a break, on a break, on a break. Early to bed and wake is how the wise rise. Melatonin mistake. No shame for sleepy eyes. Sun is still in bed. All the house is snoozing. 3 a.m.'s the time for Amazon perusing. You can shop, you can shop. You can shop, you can shop. Cause no one can tell you stop, tell you stop. Tell you stop, tell you stop.
Don't stop.
Early to bed and wake is how the wise rise. Melatonin mistake. No shame for sleepy eyes. Early to bed and wake is how the wise rise. Melatonin mistake. No shame for sleepy eyes.
I love that song.
Me too.
That was fun.
It was really fun.
It's like the least novelty sounding song we've ever written.
It actually sounds like a pop song.
This is what happens when we try to be ridiculous.
Yeah, we just have to very earnestly apply our energies in a different direction, and then it comes out all goofy and discombobulated.
Just like bears.
No, we...
Shannon's really upset by this.
I am. I think it's some dumb pseudoscience thing, and it just like makes me mad that we gave them our email address and to learn that we're both bears.
Well, it was featured on Dr. Oz, so you know it's what kind bullshit. Of science it is.
Exactly.
I wanted to say something that I forgot to mention about my music.
Tell me about your music.
So I was looking for a beat to use in the Apple Loops library,
yes.
And I found one called Snooze Bar Beat.
Oh!
And that's what I used for this song.
That's so good.
Hitting the snooze bar.
So wait, what part of the beat was that?
It's just like the drum beat.
Okay.
Yeah. All the synthesizer stuff was all separate, but this is the actual drums were the snooze bar beat.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Yeah. I don't have other things to say about my lyrics. Well, I guess, I mean, I hope this goes without saying, but the chorus is based on the old adage, early to bed, early to wise, arise, makes a boy happy, healthy, and wise.
I don't know if I've ever heard the second half of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where that's how the wise rise makes lyric sense. Came from.
Good old adages.
Yeah.
That's kind of like novelty-ish, gimmicky, right? Use a phrase that people know and it becomes more memorable as a lyric.
Yeah, I guess so. I use that trick a lot.
Yeah.
Oops.
What can I steal from history?
Exactly.
Well, that's all of music.
Yeah. So. Well, it's the every artist has his hand in another artist's pocket.
Feeling them up.
Assaulting them.
Assaulting without their permission.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
All right. This is a fun song. Melatonin Mistake. It's going to go down
mistake.
As one of our most singable songs, I think.
I think so.
If you're jamming out to Melatonin Mistake, send us a video.
I might make this my new wake up ringtone.
That's such a good idea.
Because I've been using Alabama Shakes for a little while now.
Ooh, okay.
And I feel like I might be getting tired of it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ruin Alabama Shakes for me as a band.
Right.
So I think I'll swap it out for this.
Should we maybe make a like MP3 of this and make it downloadable somewhere?
Yeah.
Do you guys want this? Does anybody want this?
Anyone?
Hey, guys, I'm not going to finish this. Does anyone want it?
If I ordered fries, would you have some?
Yeah. Let's be bad. As the McElroys would say.
Yeah, we'll find a way to make it downloadable and we'll tweet about it.
Yeah, we'll let you know. And if you do end up applying this to your alarm ringtone, please also let us know because that's very fun.
Yeah.
Thank you to Rob P. Rocks for our new review on iTunes America.
Thank you.
Instead of Canada or Singapore. So thanks, Rob P. And speaking of Rob P.
Hey, we're doing a live show.
Yeah.
December 15th at QED in Astoria, Queens. You can see us do Song Salad live for the second time ever as part of the Odd Rock Comedy Hour hosted by Rob Perivonian.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. And we're doing a little meet and greet afterward, which sounds more formal than it is. It's not. We're just going to go to a nearby bar. So if you come to the show, we'll probably just like hang out for a second afterward and then pick a bar to go to. So
yep.
Please come meet us. We'd love to meet you. Looking at you, all the people we know who live in New York City who yep. listen to the show.
You can get tickets on QEDAstoria.com.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
December 15th. We want to see you. We love you.
Thank you again to Guatemala.
Thank you, all of Guatemala. Thank you, Israel. Thank you, Kenya. Thank you, Belgium. Thank you, Thailand. Thank you, Spain.
Did you say New Zealand, too?
No.
Thank you, New Zealand.
New Zealand. Guys, hit us up if you're from any of those places. We would seriously love to hear from you. Or maybe people's ISPs are just being routed through strange places. I don't know.
And hey, United States, make us on the charts.
Chart
us. Put us on the charts.
Yeah.
Make us chartable.
Thank you to all our Patreon donors. You helped make this show possible. You helped us this year buy better microphone equipment, better headphones.
And help us improve our website, too.
Yes. Yeah. Now we have better pictures.
Fun headshots.
You're awesome. We love you. We'll probably do the next episode will be salad bowl episode. So if you, for November, get your salad bowl suggestions in, I'll also email all of our Patreon donors about that. So
I'm also planning on releasing a big old bontent episode to our Patreon donors soon.
Dumping a big old bontent on you.
I gotta take a big bontent.
I was recently reminded how when we talked about Bon Jovi, we started saying a Bon Jovi to you. That's like it was a greeting.
I forgot about that. Bon Jovi, my friends.
A Bon Jovi. Hey, Bon Jovi.
I'll see you next week. A Bon Jovi.
Oh, God. Guys.
I think we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You could cut that. I just was reminded of it.
I'll leave it in. It's fun.
Thanks.
It's fun. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're Bears.